Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Major news in Europe. Got a comment on this. Major news in Europe. Boris Johnson, late yesterday, Prime Minister of Great Britain, UK, announced that he was going to step down. That has very grave consequences, potentially, to a couple of things. I want to outline them. Very grave consequences. And why is he stepping down? Why is he stepping down? Connor, I think we have somebody in the line. Why is he stepping down? He is stepping down over what seemed to be very, very small transgressions. First of all, he held parties at his residence during the COVID shutdown. Okay, well, he held parties at his residence. Gavin Newsom out in California had dinner at the French Laundry, which is not a laundry. It's simply a very, very good restaurant in San Francisco. And he took a lot of heat. It was like, hey, Gavin Newsom, you're telling us all not to go out, and you're going out. And he weathered it after the recall. He weathered it after the recall. Well, Boris Johnson held some parties, but they took it a lot more seriously over there. He got in serious trouble. Then he appointed a guy to a major office in his government, who turned out had made sexual advances to a couple of other men. And then he alleged to have done it again after he got reappointed. And suddenly there was an avalanche of attack on Boris Johnson. Okay, I'm not saying any of that is good. Would that have brought down a U.S. president? I don't know. 40 ministers and aides resigned after several cabinet members resigned, the health secretary, what we call the treasury secretary. This is going to have major consequences in three areas. And by the way, when I say that, hey, this guy, you know, he had like nine lives. This guy survived all this stuff up till now. His nickname is the Greased Piglet. Boris Johnson's nickname is the Greased Piglet. I don't think that's a nickname you'd want, believe me. But every time they kind of catch him, he squealed and got away. This time he didn't get away. So he's stepping down. This has major consequences for Ukraine, for Ireland, and for Asia. What do I mean by that? In Ukraine, the UK, under Johnson, to his credit, has been a strong ally of a very, very tough position against Russia, much tougher in France and Germany, much tougher. And he stood by the toughness of Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, the Baltic countries, the Eastern European countries. And the UK has sent good, strong weapons to Ukraine, as we have in the United States. Whoever they put in, there's a foreign secretary, Liz Truss. I'm not sure what I think of her. Don't know much about her, but they're going to come up with somebody. Had better stand tough and tall with us against Russia and Ukraine. Second one is Ireland. This guy, to curry favor with a couple of unionist politicians in Northern Ireland in Belfast, decided he was going to reimpose a border within Ireland, blocking off the top six countries, his counties, from the bottom 26 counties, because there are 32 counties in Ireland. By the way, the Republic of Ireland would fit in the southern third of Wisconsin. The southern third of Wisconsin. It's a beautiful country. I've been there many times, and I strongly recommend it. People are very friendly. It's a terrific place. But in any event, why should they have a border? Folks get along fine now. It's said that the average manufactured product goes back and forth between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland seven times before it's shipped to England or to the continent. It's manufactured in one area, it's finished in another area, it's packaged back in the other area, then it's promoted in the other, you know, that kind of thing. If you're going to have to pay some sort of tariff on that, or have to go through a checkpoint and a metal detector like in the old days, he is rekindling sectarian, potentially sectarian violence. We can't have that. I'll tell you what, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer have all made it clear, and so has the Republican leadership, we're not going to put up with that. that will have trade consequences with the United States if he pulls that. So whoever the new guy or woman is had better understand that the days of Britain interfering in Ireland and causing trouble are over, period. Ireland is an ally of Britain. Britain is the principal source of exports of Ireland. It is. The British, why don't you get back in the EU, guys? You never should have gotten out of the EU. That was a contrived election, and the Russians interfered in it. Trump was cheerleading it. Get back in the EU, and then there's no borders anywhere, not just in Ireland, but all over. The third place that Boris Johnson's stepping down, with his consequences, is in Asia. He has partnered very well with Biden in making sure there's the equivalent of a mini Asian NATO, where we get together regularly with Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, and Vietnam to stand up to the Chaicoms. We used to have India in that. We sort of do now. Indians are very sly, extremely sly. They've busted the sanctions for Russia. They trade with Russia. They say they like Russia. They have got to come correct with some respect. They want to continue to send immigrants to our country. We're not going to have them in bed with the Russians, I'll tell you that. So all of this is very consequential. Boris Johnson, the grease piglet, snuck around for about 3 years as prime minister. They finally caught him. And he is now going to be bacon. He will now be bacon. And we need somebody new. And we're going to get somebody new. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a couple of minutes to the break. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Just what you're talking about. You know, I agree with you. What he's done is next to what the Trump crime family has done. I mean, he makes them look, Trump makes them look like pikers, right? But
right. It
is kind of gratifying to see a country that actually is going to place nobody above the law. Are you listening, Merrick Garland? Are you watching? That's what I say to this.
Well, Dick, you know, that's a very good point, and I'll tell you what. Nobody's above the law. This guy gets thrown out of office because he held parties during the COVID shutdown, and he promoted a guy to a big position who had made advances, unwelcome advances to a couple of men, and then he did it again once in his new position. Okay, and that ain't great, don't get me wrong. That said, did he lead an armed insurrection? I mean, that said, did he leave a wake of crimes behind the guy? I mean, did he extort a Secretary of State somewhere to forge votes? There's no comparison between Trump and Boris Johnson, yet Boris Johnson got the heave-ho. The grease piglet got the heave-ho. Trump is Teflon Man. Trump has gotten away with literally murder. Five people died during that armed insurrection. One trampled to death, almost trampled to death, shot the whole bit. Thanks for calling, Dick. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.